Not every bottle has to be a unicorn to be worth talking about. Sometimes tequila just needs to be clean, well-made, and honest. Today, I'm reviewing Murcielago Tequila Blanco. If you haven't seen it yet, I highly recommend you watching the interview I just recently did. The whole Murcielago sales team was there. It gives you some context around the brand and the people behind it. This review is going to be straightforward and honest, not negative, but not overselling it either. Just what's actually in the glass. Before we taste, let's quickly go over how this tequila is made and where. Nam $14.99, 100% Blue Weber Agave in the Los Altos, Jalisco Highlands region. Autoclave, high pressure for cooking. They're using a roller mill for extraction. They're using stainless steel tanks for fermentation. No fibers added. Deep well water for their source. It is twice distilled in stainless steel pots with copper coils, and it is produced at 40% ABV or 80 proof. It's a very clean, modern, consistent production setup designed to highlight agave forward profile and make tequila a little bit smoother than some of the tequilas that you taste out there that have a little bit more peppery bite. So let's pour a little glass. This tequila did just come out in October of this year. And one of the things I found really cool about their logo is if you look at the bottle, it's an agave plant. If you flip it over, it's a bat. And they did do some things to highlight the bat, which I do believe is pretty cool because the bat is so important in the propagation of agave plants. Okay, so let's dive in. I do get some cooked agave. I get a little bit of citrus and some lemon peel. There's a nice sweetness there, a nice citrus, maybe more so than just lemon. There's some herbal notes. There's a little bit of spice underneath that, but nothing really sharp. The nose is soft and approachable. It doesn't like blow up in your face, and there's no harsh alcohol punch as well. All right, let's hit the taste. I get a nice cooked agave, a light citrus. There's a little bit of herbal character that comes through, a little touch of black pepper, a little bit of a pear taste as well. The mouth feels soft and silky, which makes it easy to drink. It's consistent. It's not complex. It's clean and approachable. Let's take another taste for the finish. The finish has a light, sweet agave-ness to it. There's a little bit of a pepper warmth, and it doesn't overstay its welcome. It has a nice little bit of a pepper mintiness. And then it just kind of hangs on. It doesn't fall off a cliff, but it's not like just crazy complex in its finish. Here's an honest takeaway for this one. Murcielago Tequila Blanco is a solid, well-made agave-forward tequila. It's not trying to be a high-proof powerhouse. It doesn't come off as a super complex sipping bottle, and that's okay. This tequila is approachable to a wide range of tequila drinkers. Tequila aficionados would recognize this as a great tequila that's in a cocktail. And a new tequila drinker would find this approachable. It's not offensive. It feels very clean to me and easy to drink. If you want a full picture behind this bottle, go watch the interview I did with the Murcielago sales team. It adds some content behind the brand. It was a really fun interview. If you've tried Murcielago Blanco, throw it in the comments. Tell me what you think. And let me know a tequila that I haven't reviewed that you would like me to. Cheers. Thanks to the Murcielago team. Enjoy tequila, my friends.